traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Best thing to do right now is to circle the edge of Area 51 and see what the hell is going on right now. Moon is a giant UFO that's keeping the Earth in gravitation. They're watching us. We're like a fish tank. They're experimenting. Trust me, they're wearing their little project, Mike. They're going to kill us, Mike. They're here, Mike. I'm telling you right now, Mike. I'm not crazy, Mike.
$20 in the books. I love that dance.
All right. Went to the flea market this past weekend, bought this thing.
Wow.
Kind of dope. Knight's hand. Anyways, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, subscribing, wherever you listen, watch, subscribe to our podcast, iTunes, YouTube, Spotify. Make sure you do it if you're not subscribed, or otherwise I will beat your ass with my Thanos glove.
Mm-hmm.
How's everyone doing today?
A little rusty.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, feeling a little sick. I just woke up. Remember, I was supposed to wake up at like 8:30.
Because you got caught in the Joe Rogan podcast, 3 a.m. Like,
I was watching them just talk to people about Twitter censorship. They had Dorsey on from Twitter, the CEO.
How do you think we compare with Joe Rogan?
I think we're more entertaining, but like they're so knowledgeable on each like piece of individual subject matter.
Yeah. Super value based.
Yeah. I think we're like a good bridge. That's why I think we, you know, apply
it's edutainment.
Broad audience, yeah.
What is going on out there?
Is there a party going on outside?
Speaking of edutainment and value-based podcast, guys, we have some pretty important guests today. I would say they are probably all value-based.
100% value.
I want to bring these guys on. Introducing the most insane duo on YouTube. They have 5.3 million subscribers, have broken nearly every bone in their collective bodies, and actually are completely banned from the Google Preferred program forever. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Australian Dingo Boys, the Rocka Rocka Twins.
Yo.
All right. Oh, shit.
I'm calling it right now. This is going to be the most reckless podcast we've ever
fought. Australia, we made it. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah, that's it.
For the fucking Aussies.
Represent.
Wow.
Wow.
You really brought it today, boys.
All right, we're going to head off now.
No, come back. Yo, so me and the boys, man, we go way back.
Way back.
In fact, the last time you were here, Danny, it was just you. You lived in this house for a bit.
I did live in the Logan's house.
You were just hanging out.
No, really? He was here before both of you guys were roommates.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, Logan said I was going to move in with him at one point, but I don't know what the fuck happened to that.
There's two of you. So it's not just one. I got to handle both the Aussies.
It was right before the KSI fight, and I remember he was living here. And then right before the fight happened, we started to say to ourselves, he hangs out with KSI a lot and talks to him.
But hold on
a second. And we started to have like little inklings like, is this motherfucker baiting us?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
All right, thought you were a rat for a second.
This is just stupid because I'm the one that made that fight happen.
Oh!
What are you talking about?
That's right.
That's right. You negotiated the terms on the contract.
Exactly. He was. Danny was like trying to convince you for ages.
This is what happened. I was in London for the original fight where he called you out.
Yeah.
And then you didn't respond. And I was with KSI and I'm like, I'm going to go to LA and speak to him about it.
Oh my God.
So I came to LA to speak to you about the KSI fight. And then I said, Logan, you've got to do this. It'll be the biggest event in internet history.
What did I say then?
You originally said, who's this guy? Well, I'm not going to respond to that. And I was like, he's massive. You're like, he doesn't even upload. I'm not doing that. And I'm like, it'll be huge, Logan. Trust me. He's like the biggest YouTuber of the UK.
Damn, I remember that. Yeah. And I refuse. Every day I'd wake up and Danny would be like, come on, Logan, you've got to do it. You've got to do it. It's going to be the biggest event in history. And by the way, when he was here, he looked like this, so I didn't take anything he said seriously.
Oh, no.
You had such a homeless vibe, bro.
Because if you look at that, that's fake eyebrows. I had my eyebrows and my head shaved
off.
You look like Voldemort.
All right. Look how you looked, though. Like with it, like look at that.
You look like you just left a Hollister like Abercrombie and Fitch ad, dude. Good God. You damn. Fucking douche,
you couldn't take it seriously because you're on drugs. It's just like when you I was looking at Danny and it elicited this reaction and every day, come on, Logan, you've got to do it, Logan.
No eyebrows.
And eventually I gave in because of you. So
yeah,
damn.
But I even spoke to Jeff about it. I'm like, Jeff. He's like, no, it's fine. It's violence. And I was like, it's a sport. He's like, it's violence. And I'm like, no, Jeff, this damn. Is a sport.
Why were you so invested in it, Danny?
Because what the heck? Who wouldn't want to see that? It's the best thing. It's like,
well, Logan, I'm more excited.
Logan's like a Street Fighter boss. Do you know what I mean? You're like one of those bosses from Street Fighter that gets knocked out really easy.
Shut the fuck up.
Nah, but Michael, you fought in the undercard.
I did, yes.
You fought Scarce.
That was not a draw.
No, you beat the shit out of me.
Beat the living shit out of me.
Seems really mean.
That was those 5 months, I was like, oh, it was the worst 5 months. Because I was fighting boxers that were 6'3", twice a day.
You were actually like sparring training.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I went to Cyprus for a month and I trained there.
I think it was overkill. Why would you train?
Oh, I trained so hard for that. Because every day, Danny's like, you're going to get fucking knocked out. I can't wait for you to get fucking knocked out.
Bro,
I'm gonna make videos and montages of you getting knocked out and all this stuff. What the fuck?
You looked like you trained by like fighting 5 guys a day, but the dude you fought looked like he was eating 5 guys every day, bro. He was so fat and just stupid looking, bro. I was like, he's going to go down in like two.
You, no, did you
the
see
meanest
much,
thing
he,
I've ever heard.
He lost 100 pounds in like 5 months up to the fight.
Yeah, dude. He went in.
That was him in shape.
Yes. No. No. He used to be huge.
Like me.
Yes. Mike used to be 300 pounds.
Yeah, I was a fat ass.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you were piggy.
I was like, bro, I ate fast food.
Everyone, let's throw things at the pig.
I think what you just said is against DMCA guidelines.
Well, and, actually, to be fair, I'm allowed to say it because I'm getting fat now. I'm getting a bit chubby.
Yeah, Michael was like trying to show off that he's got a six pack, but just slowly fades into nothing.
No, after the fight, I haven't trained since the fight because I trained so hard. Like for the fight, I was like, oh,
and you're doing the exact opposite now.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just gonna do nothing.
Wait, do you want to hear my really unpopular opinion?
Yeah.
I feel like if this boxing fight didn't happen, you and KSI would actually be really good mates.
I've said this before.
Yeah.
I just hate him now.
No, yeah, but do you know what? I think that you hate KSI, the YouTuber, but there's JJ who's outside of it. I think you're like talking and beefing with KSI.
Yeah. You and JJ are so cool. Like yous are awesome. Like meeting JJ, hanging out with JJ, filming with JJ, awesome.
And Logan's up down here, but it's like, you know.
No, it's exactly the same thing. I love like filming with you guys because you're both like down for anything. Yeah. You're both like open and fun. It's like fucking sick. So
you should get Miniminter on this podcast.
Oh, I'd love to have him.
He's coming to LA in April.
He's one of the Sidemen. For those of you who do not know, he's one of KSI's boys. He's coming to LA.
There's another
Sidemen that someone's what's not happy name? With at the moment.
Ooh, Simon Miniminter. Did you guys see that?
Oh, I did see
that.
A little bit of beef.
Oh,
what
shit.
Happened?
What if you fought him next? Are you going to fight in the next card?
Maybe.
Speaking of next card.
Yeah, we.
No, you said November.
I'm not sure. I'll fight him whenever. I don't think he's going
to
do
it. He's trying to back out. What are you guys thinking about?
Oh, yeah. Nah, he's got stuff in the thing. Yeah, I don't know. He wants to fight Jake now, doesn't he?
You know KSI.
I did speak to KSI recently.
Is this. Oh, you did?
Yeah, about.
Is he being serious or.
About fighting Jake.
Is he really going to back out of my fight and fight my little brother? Like, what a fucking pussy, bro.
Yeah, KSI, you got to finish what you started.
Good? Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
No, JJ would be down to fight both, wouldn't he?
At the same time?
I feel like he'd probably knock you both out the same night.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I know, I'm like,
whose side is this guy on, bro?
He just loves stirring the pot.
He loves stirring the pot. Yeah. No, I like... I don't know what JJ's thinking, but I'd like to see him fight you again and then fight Jake.
Yeah, definitely has to.
But I think there should be like a couple events this year.
No.
Fight like June and then fight.
No, because then the novelty's gone.
No, it's not the novelty. It's going to be like this big thing.
The novelty's gone.
it's like WrestleMania.
The novelty's gone. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the novelty is gone. If it's like,
there's no novelty here. We're all boxers.
That's true.
I don't know. I just feel like if it was happening every now and then, it was just like no one would be that excited.
Nah, it's amped. No. I love it. It's so much fun. Are you gonna fight? Are you serious about that?
First things first, we got to figure out this fight.
Who is this guy? Who the fuck? So I'm scrolling through Twitter, and this dude, I see this post, and it's like, Logan's podcast is cool, but
his co-hosts are
a bit weird. And I responded, I said, you're fucking right, bro. We're weird as shit. We're super weird, dude. You're not wrong.
And then you're like, I'll fight you.
People were like, oh, you got triggered. But it's like, yo, we were talking about this a long time ago. Like, how lit would it be to have the house here fight people on their camp too?
Oh, you know? Like a gang fight.
It's this dude.
That's cool. Yeah,
it's this dude. Road to Shaw. Logan Paul's podcast is actually really
sick videos, man. He's cool as well.
I feel like this dude's the troll of the group.
I feel like you didn't need to get triggered. But
I'm not triggered.
But you just want to fight.
Spencer just wants to fight. Yo, Spencer's a very violent kid. I live with him.
Really?
Super violent.
Super violent.
Okay,
you look really aggressive.
Yeah. Now he's an athlete. Yo, I look outside. Yeah. He runs Ironmans. He was on the bike the other day for like at least 12 hours.
Oh, shit. And I respect you so much because we went out for that night in Vegas and you didn't drink.
Yeah.
I respect that too. What a pussy.
Am I right, Mike?
Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm sorry I didn't come out that night. I was sleeping.
No, he bailed out.
No, I didn't bail out. I came back and then.
You didn't miss much. Logan was just depressed on the dance floor.
I was about to say. One of the worst nights of my life.
Oh, because he had just lost all 25K.
I lost 25K.
He was depressed.
The Tyron Woodley fight was tired. Yeah. You saw Danny.
Yeah, I saw.
I was just not fun. So you didn't miss anything.
He was literally crying on the dance floor. He was like looking blankly.
I felt so bad because we had planned on going
hard. And we're going to do the slide through the that room.
Hotel, the penthouse was marble. And we were going to put water on it and run around naked and just slide through the 50,000 square foot.
We were concerned about slicing our dicks, though, on the tiles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that might have been a blessing, though. That didn't
athletic
happen.
Athletic tape.
I was late because I was waiting. I had it all ready.
Like, you did have it set up.
It's going to be here any second.
He actually had it set up at the hotel room.
So listen. Oh,
damn.
Listen, man. We could
go on all day just being bros.
That's what I wanted. I want to have the longest Logan Paul podcast.
No, but you're the least interesting guest.
Yeah, but we're the boringest ones to do it with. So probably not a good idea, but that's my dream.
Nah, it just we can make those dreams come true. Don't you guys have somewhere to be after this? Where are you going?
Oh, yeah,
nowhere. We got nowhere to be.
We got a meeting with Google.
Google.
They can't save us. Are you guys going to be talking about the digital millennial?
We're talking about this.
Commissions. I can't even remember what it is now. I already forgot what it is.
We're talking about the assassination of creativity on YouTube because there is no creativity anymore. It's all about watch time, keeping it super PG. They've Disney-fied the entire platform. It is so boring to upload to YouTube now. It is the boringest platform.
Why are you rising when you say it?
Because I'm so pissed about it. And when I speak about it, I get really passionate because it's just like.
Now, y'all have been very vocal. And for those of you who do not know, so I kind of like mentioned it or hinted at it a little bit in the intro. These boys are fucking crazy. Can I show some of the, like, this is, again,
are we gonna 0.001%
of what you do. But like,
oh, yes.
This Ronald McDonald WWE beatdown, this is crazy.
Are we going to get strikes for this?
Like, bro, jumping from tables? Beating the shit out of each other. Didn't you like break a rib or something?
No. Look at the end of that video if you want to see Michael's injury. Keep going.
Am I going to get flagged?
Oh, yeah. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Oh!
Did it.
Danny, mark it. Timestamp it. Thank you.
That jump, when he landed on me, I felt all my insides go.
Because he already hit. He had a massive cut here already from earlier in the fight.
Yeah, I've got one.
What if you look at that. Click the second one for a second.
This one?
Yeah. And then which point is it, Michael? Go pretty far in, like about. Yeah. Click through that. Go a little bit further in.
Oh my God. Right here?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh my God. This is live, yeah?
Yeah, this is live.
It's a live WWE fight. Holy shit.
You can see the thumbtacks in my back already.
Oh my God.
Marcus already got a broken nose.
The idea for those, because we love old like wrestling stuff, like where people just go real hard. Yeah. It's like, damn, you watch it. We respect them so much. Like the old people like Mick Foley and CZW wrestling as well. Nick Mondo, Sick Nick Mondo. Yeah. But we wanted to do an event that was free. So we get all the fans there for free and they just think it's going to be like this novelty fight thing. And then we just go hard. And we make them go, whoa, what the fuck? I don't understand.
It's free. And you're jumping in piles of thumbtacks and sending yourself like off two stories into tables, and you're hurting yourselves. So why do you continue doing it?
Because it's fun.
Well, how's that fun?
It's, well, it's like wrestling is like performance art. He was expressing himself.
Yeah. Well, but at what point is it like, okay, I know my nose is broken. My spleen is hanging out of my body. I should probably not jump off this bleacher.
Well, before the event started, I was so nervous and everyone was saying, you're going to get paralyzed and like, you're going to die doing like some of the stuff that we did in there. And I was like, I was really nervous about like going into it. But as soon as the music started and everyone was chanting, Raka, Raka, I got so pumped. I was like, I could die. I wouldn't care. I was really? Like, I'll do anything. It was the same before the boxing fight. I was so nervous before the boxing fight. And then when the music started, I just got so amped and it was so much fun. Like I was like, oh, I'm just going to, that's when I fought scarce. I'm like, I'm just going to go in there and just attack and just full attack.
Which is what you did.
Because that's the way I had to fight the massive guys. You have to just go in. You can't let them, otherwise they bully you.
Yeah, he was like a foot taller than you, yeah?
Yeah, he was 6'3". I don't know what I am.
Yo, so people that are watching that don't know you guys understand, you don't just do wrestling videos. You guys make some of the most highly produced, like costume driven, plot driven,
some of
content on YouTube.
You guys may have seen. You guys do a lot of the McDonald's stuff.
Oh yeah, Ron's like one of our characters.
Ronald McDonald. Yeah. And this is just a little clip. Again, I just want to give context. This video has 40 million views. Is this McDonald's versus Burger King?
Yeah, this is like a Burger King versus McDonald's. Yeah. This gets really violent. I don't know how to show it.
We can't even show their videos.
I guess a good example would be if you click the channel. Yeah. So if you go Raka Raka and then go to like our channel trailer, which is like the Naruto video. And skip like halfway through that. Yeah. So here's like a good example here. So it's like,
Holy shit.
It's all practical wire work and like visual effects. And so it's like,
this is crazy.
Yeah. So, like this one, we always like try to, when we do fight scenes and stuff, we try to like come up with something new that we haven't done before. So this one was like fighting on the water. But
this is before YouTube censorship really kicked in. And it's got to
this is when we're allowed to do what we wanted to do.
Yeah. So like we could express ourselves however we wanted to express ourselves.
And you can't do that anymore.
No, not at all. If we do a video, we get videos like age gated for swearing. Like we can't be violent anymore. You can't have like adult themes. You can't, it's just like,
it used to be It was from the adpocalypse, thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's when it first started. We did a video. We put $130,000 of our own money into this video, Dragon Ball Z versus Avatar. And it was like massive. We had like an underwater sinking set, and like all this massive stuff happening in it. And then we released it and then it got the yellow tick for the first time. Like, what's that? What's that? And then like there was just no views on it and no anything. We're like, oh, crap. Like it was just like screwed us up. And everything we released from then on, it just started getting worse. Then we're getting videos removed and everything.
And then like you could search up Raka videos. They won't show up in the feed, even though they're on YouTube.
What happened? What was that one where you tore the dude's spine out of his back?
Yeah. So that kept getting removed and stuff. And YouTube's like, it's too violent for the platform. Like it doesn't belong on the platform. And I said, this has been recognized by all the massive horror podcasts, horror directors, like special effects, you know, makeup artists. Everyone's like admiring that and looking at that as a piece of art. And so YouTube's like, I think it does belong on YouTube. It's mature content, but the platform should still be allowed to, you know.
Which community guideline are they claiming as part of their community guidelines that you guys are breaking?
It's different every time. Like it's like,
what are some of the ones that they claim?
Well, violence, obviously. But then again, if a video is age gated, that's 18 plus. So we should be allowed to show 18 plus.
It should be a platform for all ages. Do you know what I mean? Right now, it's not a platform for all ages. It's a platform for like 13 under. Like if you're making content for people older than that, then they don't want to hear about it. Yeah. They want it on there. But that's what sort of sucks though, because I know a lot of like really good artists, really good filmmakers that put their stuff on YouTube and they just get removed. It just gets removed straight away. Yeah. Like there should be like
it's really bad censorship. It's like it's terrible. It's like the worst platform right now.
You know why?
Because of ads?
Yeah, advertisers.
Yeah.
But even though we're happy with no ads,
yeah.
If the video is going to get shown to its full potential.
Yeah, so like
there's no ads and there's restricted reach. Oh, this can't be shown to 3/4 of the audience.
Well, the problem is I'm assuming YouTube's algorithm kind of clocks the videos that do have ads, aka the videos that are making money,
and then promotes them.
Yeah.
And so, because it makes them money, right?
Yeah.
So if your video is not making money, it's going to get buried, and then you don't get views, you don't get subscribers. So as creators, when your videos don't get the views and yellow tick icons, at what point is it just so annoying that you stop? Like, what keeps you going?
Well, I don't want to keep going. So like, I'm at the point now, I've been working on, like, I've written a bunch of films and like shows. So I moved out to LA to try and shop those and sell those. Mm. So that's why I'm really excited to be out in LA. Michael's still clinging on to it, where I'm just like, there's no point.
I ain't giving up on the fans, rack-a-rack-a fans. We're still going.
It's got to the point where all we release is vlogs, and I hate vlogging. I hate vlogs. And it's just like, this isn't what I want to make. So I just, I'm like trapped on my own.
Actually,
channel.
No, when we first started doing vlogs, I found it refreshing because we do work on a skit for like 4 months.
We
like
disagree on everything, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I was doing, I found the vlogs refreshing to edit and that, because we edit and do everything ourselves. So I like doing the vlogs, but I do like doing the higher quality stuff, but it just sucks though, because we can't do that. Yeah. We're going to do a massive video. We're just going to see how it goes, because we are talking to YouTube and they do want to make things better. But
it sucks. I mean, in my opinion, y'all are like some of the best creators
best
on the platform.
Yeah.
And if you can't exercise your creativity, it's got to be sort of disheartening.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It is, especially when you're like, there's so much, when there's so much work put into it. All we want is it to be shown to its full potential, not to just be capped at a couple hundred thousand views, you know?
Like, we got a video removed yesterday. It's just like they just keep removing and hiding age getting.
Oh, every day we'll wake up and there's new video removed or new video age restricted.
How did the video? So I saw a video that you guys made that called out a lot of this stuff. And by the way, I shared it on my Twitter. I think I even shared it on my Instagram because it was incredible. Like, you guys had your shit down pat, exactly what you saw YouTube was doing to, I think you, I don't know if you use this term, but I use selectively censor, right? So they were allowing their own YouTube produced content to be shown to all audiences without restriction, this Wayne show, right?
Yeah.
And then they were censoring the creators that built the platform, i.e. you guys, Logan, whoever, right? And you guys did such a good job with that video. Did you see any changes happen as a result of that?
A bad change. So pretty much the argument that we brought up in that video was that Wayne's still getting promoted everywhere. It's not age gated, but they had like a partner rating. They're like TVMA, but it's still getting shown to audiences. So I was like, how come they get that and we just get like age gated and hidden or removed? So then they're like, okay, we'll age gate Wayne then. And I'm like, no, give us the partner rate. We want the partner rating.
They
age gated Wayne.
Wow.
Yeah, but
you caused more censorship.
Yeah. It was bad. Well, he's gonna be open for everyone. No, we'll just censor everything.
And by the way, YouTube, it's not the same thing, because if we look up Wayne in the search bar, we're still gonna find it. You can't find our videos. It is not the same thing.
Yeah, if you type in right now Raka Raka Mortal Kombat, it doesn't show up. It's completely hidden.
Is that the one?
That's the spine rip. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the spine. But even other, they're like, oh no, it's just a glitch in the system. It's like, how's it a glitch in the system?
You get reactions, you get re-uploads, but you don't get the original video.
So, no way.
Yeah. And they go, we're not hiding your stuff. Is that why our stuff's hidden?
Yeah, even if you look at Ronald McDonald, Burns, Burger King, all this sort of stuff.
The other one that we just found out recently?
There's heaps. It's like literally, there's like over 30.
How much money have y'all spent on videos?
A lot more than we've made.
Really? So how do you make money? I mean, the budget for all these has to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah.
So if we get a brand, say we got a brand deal and they give us $100,000, we'll spend $110,000 making the video. And then we're like, we get paid in like lumps by things, like just random things. And we're really bad at spending money. We'll get it. We're like, should we invest? Should we save? Oh no, let's do like a fight scene where there's 5 people on fire. And then we'll like just waste money on
that. So you're really good at spending money, you mean? You're just not good at investing.
Exactly. We're very good at spending money.
We're just not good at spending it on.
You have financial advisors?
Oh, no.
No,
puts on a pair of glasses and says his name's like Tim or some shit.
Well, we get different. Like, we make money off of other things as well. So like, I go ghostwrite for a bit of music. Yesterday I got offered.
Wait, you do?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Oh, shit.
But I also yesterday got offered a sex tape.
Wait, you're gonna do it?
Oh wait, because you've been chilling with Riley.
No, by the way,
that video's gone, so you can't find that.
Wait, it's gone?
Yeah, they removed that as well.
What?
Why?
I don't know.
You uploaded this like 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's gone.
Shut up.
Hold
dude.
Up. Wait, they don't give a reason? You don't even know why?
No, well, they just said inappropriate content.
Yo, what?
What? What was it inappropriate?
But I do think if any video gets removed, I'd be happy with that one getting removed.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because it is, it was like sexualized themes, which is, I think violence, the like skits and stuff.
You're telling me this video got removed?
Yeah, why did that video
get removed? It was a sex tape on YouTube. I don't know why.
So this thing was like, she commented, I'm like, oh, who looking forward to us getting married? And then she commented, she's like, our sex tape coming soon. So then I changed my caption to, who's looking forward to our sex tape? And so a company reached out. They're like, we'll buy it for 50K.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And you should do it.
But surely you get offered random stuff like that all
never,
the time.
Never,
never. Never really? Get offered
a sex tape. Nah, I'm saving my sex tape and my dick pics for when I'm like 28. It's going to be tight.
Or when views go way down.
No. You got it. No. You do it when you're on top, bro.
Yes.
Quite the opposite.
Is that because your dick's still growing?
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yes.
What do you mean you do? What do you mean?
It's not a diss. It's a smart business move.
My dick is still maturing.
It's getting hotter as this program.
Oh, damn. This sucks. This got removed.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I'm happy with that one getting removed.
Hey, you keep talking trash about the video and I'll smash this bottle on your head.
You keep talking trash and smash this bottle on your head. Oh, shit.
Shut up. I'll tell you to.
You shut the fuck up, Mike.
All right,
you're an idiot, Mike.
Oh.
What the fuck, Michael?
Ow! Oh, easy.
Oh my
god! Ow. Spencer!
I'm sick of this, dude.
Yeah,
God.
Oh, dang, man.
Damn.
Jeez, boys.
It's crazy how spontaneous that was and not planned.
That wasn't planned.
Please don't demonetize this, YouTube.
They will.
You think so? You think
they will.
You think that's going to cause an age gap?
That really was fake props, YouTube, yeah. Fake. You know, it was planned.
I was really close to jumping on the table and jumping on you, but I didn't want to break it.
None of that was easily recreatable by those watching the program, YouTube.
That was a stunt performed by professionals.
Yes, that needs a professional,
please,
everybody.
Please do not try this at home,
damn.
Kids.
So how
I'm sitting
you,
on
yo,
glass.
Can you imagine only listening to this podcast and just hearing what just happened? We'd smash bottles on each other. Again, not planned. This is crazy how there's just bottles happened. Everywhere.
Nuts.
So how do you guys have a meeting with YouTube, but does it suck that he just ate the glass?
It's sugar glass. You can eat it.
Oh wait, I don't actually this is not sugar. Oh, none.
Are you speaking English?
You good, bro?
Okay, you can't eat this one, right? Okay.
Stop spitting on the table.
Yo, so wait, can we go back to talking about guidelines for a second? So do you understand that you guys are part of like one of the most important conversations that's like happening right
which
now?
Which is what we're really important.
But seriously, though, I watched Rogan talk to the CEO of Twitter yesterday about censorship on Twitter because they're dealing with their own growing pains. It's been a problem across all of the platforms as they try to catch up to this user-generated content, right?
Yeah.
You guys are literally like at the forefront of it.
Yeah. So I feel like that's why there's like people at YouTube that are on our side and that are talking to us so that we can try and make a bit of change. And this is why I really like talking to Riley's, because Riley's like a victim of selective censorship as well, because her Instagram keeps getting removed. Yeah. Even though she's not breaking the guidelines. Yeah. So it's like they've targeted her and they're like, we don't want that on the platform. Like they targeted us and said, we don't want that on the platform. So it's just like, everyone should be allowed on the platform.
That's funny though. Some videos like we'll do something and they go, oh, that's not allowed. But then there'll be someone else that does it. That's completely fine. Or like 90% of people will do it. That if we do something similar, like we just get shut down.
Yeah.
It's like, it's Raka Raka. Fuck them off.
You don't have a homie at YouTube?
Well, this is,
we
have a homie at YouTube now that we're talking to.
Yeah.
But it is such a long, complicated process. And like the algorithm, all that stuff, it's like a very in-depth thing.
You're talking to one person in like this company that's what? Got like hundreds of thousands of employees.
Well, see, that's another problem too, is it's not just YouTube's ability to personally go and find your videos. They're having problems with their algorithm as well, just like Twitter is. So a lot of times these videos will get removed because they meet certain aspects that the algorithm's looking for, and it takes so much time for what do you guys call them, like appeals to go through, and those have to be personally addressed. So it's just one of these huge growing pains with the platform, you know?
Yeah.
We just wanted to, like, we loved it before when it was like, oh, you guys are doing something unique and different, let's help you guys and let's open you up so you can get views and get the eyes on it. Whereas like, I'd love to go back to that where, cause we've got so many like awesome ideas, like big ideas that we'd love to do, but we just know that there's just no point
in
doing
it. There's no point in doing it on YouTube. Like, that's why I want to focus on different,
so
you know.
What's the solution, guys? There's got to be something.
It is. It's a thing.
That he's running away.
I'm not running away.
He's running away with Riley Reid.
He's doing a sex tape, 50 grand, he's out.
Incredible.
I'm retiring. No, so.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The answer is that there's partner ratings on YouTube. And there's mature advertisers that can advertise on mature content.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's alcohol brands, there's condom brands, there's
a what brands?
Condom brands.
Condom.
Condom brands.
Condom brands.
Do you use condoms?
Yeah, who doesn't use condoms? Condoms are safe.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah, because you seem to be so into doing stuff safely.
You're such a fucking liar. You have things the wrong way around. Danny doesn't do anything. Danny sits behind the camera and he goes, "Oh man, someone needs to jump through this glass door. I wonder who's gonna do it."
Is it you, Michael? You always doing the stunts?
I always do stunts. We did a stunt, right? We were about to do this big shoot, and I didn't want to get injured before it. And we were filming a video, and then we had to get like suplex off a ladder through two boards. And then Danny's like, "I'll do it. If you're not gonna do it, I'm gonna do it." And then when it got up to it, he just kept making excuses.
I didn't make excuses.
I said, "All right, I'll do it."
But it was his character that was meant to go through the board. So I'm like, "Do you really want me to double you, guy?" Yeah, I know that. But I said, exactly. "If I do your stunt, I'm never gonna let it go. So you better do your own."
That's
stunt.
Not what happened.
And he's like, "No, that was you crying. Don't make me fucking do a stunt. Oh, I've got a good big shoot coming up."
Although, like, there is like. Like lately, I've been getting injured a lot from doing.
Yeah, because you're old and fat now.
We did this one with this bomb. This bomb went off, and I went. This stick went like straight into my face, like right over there. Yeah, but that was my fault as well, because I put sticks in. I'm like, "Oh, it'll be cooler if we like put sticks in there as well."
Oh, yeah, that's pretty.
And I was like, "This explosive."
You should see, it was full hanging out of his face.
Yeah, it was out of my face.
Do you guys get worried at all about being banned from the platform completely? Because as we've seen with Alex Jones. Alex Jones and InfoWars, they're banned. They're perma-banned from the platform, dude. Like from YouTube, from Facebook, from Twitter. Like what happens if they're like, "Yo, Raka Raka, don't come back to our fucking platform."
Logan might get a knock on his door. "Hey, Logan, man.
We got a bunkhouse.
That's where he stayed.
I want to stay there for like a month and just write. Is that possible?
Actually, yeah.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, except we have a random Swedish guy living back there.
I'm down for the random Swedish guy. Is that him?
No, nah. that's your friend.
That's your friend. You actually brought him here. We don't know that guy.
That's because I was trying to leave him.
Who's trying to leave him here? I didn't bring him.
Man, I wish we're trying to get an audience cam so we could show. I wish we could show this guy. You know how he introduced me to him? He goes, "Hey, this is a member of my entourage." And I was like,
"That's what Sam said. Sam's like, "I just want to be your entourage, guys."
He's like, "You know, you go to Logan's house? Can I come to Logan's house?" He's like, "I'm just an entourage member."
And you can't say that we hate people that are overweight or something because he's a good friend of ours. Sammy is our boy.
Wait,
he's our dad. He touches me at night.
Have you guys started to...
None of your damn business, Logan.
Have you guys started to insulate your entourage with people from like sensitive groups so that people could never claim that you don't like fat people or like certain, like,
well, no,
like what are you talking about? Where, Jimmy where, from our entourage is fat.
Michael is fat now.
No. We've never had that problem. Like we've been able to do like, we make jokes like jokes like that all the time. Like we get away with it. Logan doesn't get away with it.
I don't get away with anything.
Yeah, I know.
It's because you're too big.
Dude, you're too.
And you're the person people love to hate.
Well, his fans have also said, and even, you know, even other people occasionally, like he spends time apologizing about things too sometimes. I think when you apologize for shit, like I've been very vocal about my desire to apologize for shit, dude. Like this is just who I am, bro. You know,
but what if you feel like you
you fucked up.
Oh, then you say sorry. Yeah, for sure. But that's true.
But when you say stuff as well, and the way people like react, like, and then they say something, they go, "Oh, I didn't even think of it like that in that way." Do you know what I mean? So I can understand that, like, and apologizing for stuff like that. But like as a whole, if we were in your shoes, our career would have been done 5 years ago. As soon, like the first video we uploaded, we would have been fucked, like done.
Yeah. But, you know, you could try the other approach and just own it and be the villain of
that's
YouTube.
That's what they want. That's the fans want Logan to be the bad guy that YouTube needs.
No, here's the problem. They're asking here's the problem. For here's the problem. I feel like he went that road for a minute.
Yeah.
For a minute. Tested but, yo, it. I'm like, because I'm like 40% bad guy, but I'm not over the hump, bro. I'm a douche for sure. But also, like, fuck, I'm kind of genuine, bro.
Like, if you had the laser on the moon pointed at Earth to kill it and you just had to press a button, you wouldn't do it.
No. I might do it. It's 2018.
Is that another Austin Powers reference?
Yeah.
It really
laser.
I don't know what these references are.
You just look at
Yo, we're actually, we can't talk about it today, but we're actually about to go the other way.
What do you mean?
We're switching only good shit. Yeah. We can't talk about it right now, though.
Yeah, but like not knowing you and meeting you and stuff, there's nothing bad about you at all. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we've got friends that are bad and stuff. Like,
even my friends, like, you hang up Logan Paul, mate. You don't know Logan Paul. You know Logan on the internet where he's getting hate, but like, you don't know Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Well, like, you don't know JJ.
Logan is cool.
JJ is cool. Sidemen are cool. Low gangsters are cool.
Who's not cool? Who have you met that just sucks?
Spencer Fucker. You know that Spencer Fucker you hang out with?
I don't fucking like him.
I saw you smash him on the head of the bottle for no reason.
Yeah, smashed me over the head with a bottle. No, do you know who I've got a bone to pick with a little bit? Evan. Evan owes me.
Oh, yeah. Dwarf Mamba. He's upstairs.
I know. I went and attacked him before.
What happened? He owes you money?
No.
Does he owe you money?
Drugs?
No, he was supposed to come to Australia and he didn't.
Australia.
Yeah, we have.
He was supposed to come to Australia and he didn't.
Hey, you guys live
in Australia. We have trouble getting Evan out of his room. Let alone Australia.
We're hanging out after this, Evan said.
Michael, we've got to go to the Google meeting.
Ah, right. Fuck your Google meeting.
No, you can't. Just fucking give up. No, don't give up. There's still hope.
No, there's not. I'm doing the sex tape and tiring.
You guys are from Australia, obviously. Have you seen The Edge of the Earth?
Oh. Conversation.
I watched the trailer for
What'd
The
you
Earth
think?
Is Flat.
Dramatic.
I loved it.
You were crying in the trailer.
I did.
Someone was breaking shit. That was really dramatic.
I mean, listen, bro. That was me breaking shit too, bro. I've seen some things, dude. I've been places that I don't want to get too much into it.
Wait, you've been places like the edge of the earth?
Oh, did you guys go to space for this documentary?
They didn't, but I as a kid, I spent some time close to the edge. My father was a contractor for the government.
Why do we all do a big exposition where we all jump on a boat and we just go as far as it goes?
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Get to the end. Let's go. Come to Australia. We're pretty close. And then we just go from
there.
The
best thing to do right now is to circle the edge of Area 51 and see what the hell is going on right now.
The moon
is a giant UFO that's keeping the Earth in gravitation. They're watching us. We're like a fish tank. They're experimenting. Trust me, they're wearing their little project, Mike. They're going to kill us, Mike. They're here, Mike. I'm telling you right now, Mike. I'm not crazy, Mike. The Earth is flat.
Yo, he went full Alex Jones.
You're not the only one. I've seen some things too.
Hey, you're not crazy.
Danny, what is that outfit?
What are you
rocking? What are you? Did you dip that in shit? Look at your fucking beanie.
Why are you trying to diss me all of a sudden?
No, I do like that brand. They send us that.
LSD with some K in there too? What's going on there?
Hey, experimenting.
You guys live in Australia. One thing I've noticed about...
Wait. Australia.
One thing I've noticed about your country is you guys are... overproducing extremely hot women right now.
Yeah,
I mean, extremely, extremely beautiful women.
Incredible.
We had one of them in the Flat Earth doc.
Yeah.
Oh, was that an Australian?
Two of them. Both named Casey. Do you have a lot of Caseys there?
Casey.
We had Casey Boone and Casey.
I feel like
Costello.
You guys are just exposed to the hot side of people.
You think so? Yeah.
I feel like.
You don't even acknowledge ugly people is something that I've noticed. Like,
I didn't even know they still, bro, we live in LA. I didn't even know they still made ugly people.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. I'm like, this city is out of here.
There's supermodels everywhere.
Bro, it's nines and up in this city, yeah, it's bro. Crazy. There's nothing else, dude.
When are you coming to Australia?
Ah, man.
I've never been. I want to.
I want to go so bad. Yeah,
you guys are full of crap.
People say that as well. Can you come to this? We're like, yeah, it's on the list.
I've been hanging out with the past week, that chick, Casey? Tammy Hembro. You guys know her?
Nah.
How do you not know her? She's like your, anyways, she's like got 10 million followers. Nice butt. Anyway.
There's more to people than followers and butts, Mike. Right? There's fat people too.
Just back to the
flat earth.
Flat earth.
Oh,
that's a circle globe. Yeah, and that's what the earth looks like, my friends.
What's going on?
Yeah, have you guys ever heard, are you familiar with lies?
You familiar with conspiracy theories?
You familiar with logic? Yeah,
listen. I want to just look, we watched the documentary yesterday. We're giving notes. Still, it's the greatest thing I've ever made. It's absolutely incredible. Yeah,
it's good.
It's amazing. It's very good. Also, like, everyone's jumping to conclusions. Like, just wait till you see this doc.
I love that.
I want you to jump to conclusions. I want you to.
I want to see the fist fight scene between you.
Yeah. Oh, I got my ass beat. Did you expect any different?
What makes you think there's a fist fight scene?
Huh?
People are throwing shit. People are crying.
It gets emotional.
We need now is used to just fighting then fucking. That's what we need.
Yeah, you guys should.
That's what this movie needs.
Somebody reached out to us, 50,000 for a sex tape.
That was done.
I'd pay his money from
Riley Reeve and then give it to you guys.
I just want to see Logan bend Mike over this counter.
Would they put ads on that video? You think? Would they put ads?
Yeah, on the sex tape.
Yo, would this be
YouTube Red exclusive?
If you do the sex tape with Riley, would that be the first time you guys hook up or?
Oh, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to squeeze some information out of me.
Like Riley squeezed down his balls last night.
No, I have not slept with Riley Reed. I love Riley. I think she's an amazing person.
I'm
awesome.
Just curious.
Which one are you?
It's the opposite. The guys usually chase the girls. And the girl's like, I don't want it. It's the other way around. She's like, come on, let's fuck. And Teddy's like, I don't want it. It's the complete opposite.
Which one of you fucks more?
Michael's like a rabbit on heat. He'll fuck anything that moves.
Yeah, I'll fuck Sam. Like, you know, when there's nothing happening, me and Sam do a couple rounds.
Sam's so cuddly. Like, he will like come and like try to
attack
me.
Evan. That's like our Evan.
Yeah.
Evan's a huge cuddler.
Yeah, I've made out with Evan a few times.
I feel like how you feel right now about the Flat Earth documentary. When you put that much effort and work into something, it's not just something you're shitting out to like meet a deadline. It's like you're passionate about it. You know,
It's not even like I'm passionate about it. I just like
you're bringing up on every single podcast.
No, it's promoting.
It's yeah, of course. I'm not like passionate about it. I just I'm gonna be honest. I think we've done the world a favor. I think we've made something incredible.
What do you mean you're not passionate about it?
Yeah, what the fudge does that mean?
We are both in love with this project.
Yeah, like it's the best
in love with this project.
Maybe not passionate about the subject, but you're passionate about the project.
Yes. Oh, I see what happened.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because you've been talking about a hype you up, you shoot it, you got a full crew.
Oh, of course. And you got like epic, like the title for it.
And the fucking, the 3D freaking Maverick coming up.
There's a lot of stuff that you do, Logan. And like your team, and I look at it, I go, damn, it's such high quality.
Yo, y'all catch on, dude.
So sick.
Little
this
details.
Is me sucking up to Logan. His stuff sucks. But no, I really like it.
Thanks, well, no, guys. It's not. It's just you guys aren't, you never jumped on the hate train. Listen, if you watch his shit and the shit that's coming out of this camp and you say that it's not good quality or it's not well produced or well written or whatever you want to call it, then like, I feel like that's a false opinion.
Yeah,
like
we
strive very hard daily, all day, to make top-notch content.
Yeah, yeah.
With other top-notch creators and do the best we possibly can. If you look at me like that, is this one of those things?
That's a real one.
Yo, he does this look at me, dude, and he does it just for the fans and for the camera, making a very valid point just to get reactions. And the good thing is the fans see through it now because they post it and they're like, why is he doing this?
Dude? Is this, what's the look? Is this?
No, yes, he side-eyes me like he's a chick looking through my cell phone for a text from some like, ho, dude.
Do you know what Danny does when we're doing like interviews and stuff and I say something, he does, like, he nudges me? He goes... Yes. That's me saying, it's like saying, shut up.
Whatever, but yo, but that's, I guess that's my personal jerk off session for the podcast. Like, I think we make good shit. I think you guys make dope shit. If someone watches your shit and is like, yo, like these dudes make crappy content, like that's just
sucked in near his dick.
That looks like a hate. That looks like a hater to me. Like,
and with the hate train, we'll never jump on the hate train. Someone's our friend. You're our friend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the
hypothetically speaking, if I murdered someone,
I'd still visit you in jail.
I probably would.
Yeah, I would. I've got friends that murder people back home. I'd visit them in jail.
Just drop them off commissary.
Well, everyone else says
I'll never murder someone. I just.
Everyone else jumps on that train wagon of hate, and they're already getting it. I reckon if you've killed someone, you're going to jail, you're already feeling like fucking shit about it.
No, I reckon that if you murdered someone, there would be a reason. And so, you know, we'd
we'd have to chop it up in jail. Be like, why'd you kill him?
Yeah, what if they were like, well, man, like I just wasn't feeling their outfit that day.
I'm
like
say, then, you know what, Logan? Like, people crack sometimes.
I'd still come see you, Logan.
Hey, listen, speaking of murder.
And cracking.
And crack and cocaine. Oh, let's get busy.
I want to talk about some current events.
Let's go.
Oh no. Are we talking political?
Do you want to talk about
I don't follow politics.
Have you
heard about the Talk to Me film?
Have you seen this when Donald Trump called the CEO of Apple Tim Cook?
No.
Tim Apple. Oh shit, hold on. Wait, hold on. Technical difficulties and
companies coming in. People like Tim, you're expanding all over and doing things that I really wanted you to do right from the beginning. I used to say, Tim, you got to start doing it over here.
I'm gonna be honest.
You really have. I mean, you've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
He's saying Tim from Apple, right?
His name is Tim Cook.
Oh, no.
He's the CEO of the biggest tech company in the world, and he called him Tim Apple.
No, but he's giving him
well,
like a
listen,
nickname.
Logan Maverick. I really appreciate it.
No, like if he called me... like Logan YouTube, we'd have a fucking problem.
Yeah. If he called you Logan Maverick, would you be pissed or no?
Yeah, what? That's not my name.
That's
dog.
Dope, though. This, then that means he knows the brand.
It is your, if you're look. Leading, yeah, no, I'm on Trump's side for this.
So am I, dude. And like, I feel like it's one of those times where like, they're just fucking fishing, dude. They're like
come on.
Why is he getting a lot of hate for that?
You know what? You should be.
I'm not hating. All right, I'm just pointing out a thing.
But this
he made
is
a mistake.
Funny.
Get the fuck off me. he made a mistake, no problem. Stop touching me. Don't look at me, don't breathe near me, okay?
You're ugly.
Logan fucking poor.
You're ugly. I don't fucking acknowledge ugly people.
No, look, the tweet is what I have a problem
yeah,
with.
Yeah, me too.
At a recent roundtable meeting of business executives and long after formally introducing Tim Cook of Apple, I quickly referred to Tim plus Apple as Tim / Apple as an easy way to save time and words. Damn.
No, you know what?
Damn. Mr. Trump, Apple is longer than Cook. Okay, saying Tim Cook is faster
fake
than
news.
Saying Tim Apple,
but
bro.
Tim
fake
Cook
news.
From Apple.
Yeah,
that's long.
See?
No,
you,
it
you
is.
You know what? You take, you know, Trump, whatever he's doing, people are against him for
he's
certain
things.
He's
giving you good
names. No, but he's fun to watch. Like, he's like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah, here's the problem. He also runs a country.
Yeah, but see,
we're fun to watch.
No, but see,
we have to run the country.
We're fun to watch. They're not giving us the new coach.
Like as Australians, we don't have like the like problems and like whatever is going on with America and whatever, you know, the big things that are happening right now. I know nothing about it or anything, but I see Trump and but when I see things that he does and say, I find it quite funny. Like I find him like very funny. Entertaining.
To Logan's point, it wasn't a prop. This is always the case with him. It wasn't a problem until he tweeted.
Yeah,
if someone
yeah.
took this dude's Twitter away, back to censorship, I hate to say it, but if he didn't use his own Twitter and he had a team that ran it for him, his approval rating would go through the fucking roof.
Wouldn't they say the same thing though about Logan running his YouTube channel? If he had people that were
wow.
like, do you know what I mean though?
We do.
Yeah, now, but I'm talking about before.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But case in point,
yes,
like,
case in point.
Is Donald Trump headed towards some sort of major mistake via Twitter that could end his president? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, at this point, bro.
He can't do anything wrong.
At this point, I mean, he's still kicking.
Yeah.
He's but that being said, he's the spokesperson and he tweets that stuff. He would have a massive team behind him.
Do you reckon?
Anyway.
I don't reckon. No, I reckon no one checks his Twitter. I reckon
I'm talking about the actual decisions and things that he makes.
Well,
like
about Twitter specifically.
Oh, Twitter.
No, they don't. He tweets from the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
He tweets from the toilet. No one checks his
You're
fucking
lying.
Dead serious, bro.
No.
There are no checkers on his Have you seen them?
Yeah, but
Mike might be right.
They're horrifying, bro. The shit is just, it's misspelled.
Yeah, but do you think his team has adopted like the rationale of like, okay, we're gonna fuck
bro,
up
I,
on purpose.
I'll be honest with you. Here's what his team has done. They've added more seatbelts to the roller coaster they're on. They're like, all right, listen, guys, there's nothing we could do at this point. Strap up, stay seated, and let's get through this fucking shit.
You should write a novel with those sort of metaphors. That was deep.
That was a deep metaphor.
I'm very metaphorical.
Yeah. He's writing a novel.
I am.
Are you writing a novel?
Are you really?
Yes.
Right. It's a book. Yeah, a memoir.
What's it about? A memoir.
Drugs.
I want to hear about you. I want to hear this life story. When's Mike doing his own? Price. I know you don't like him talking sometimes. I see you giving him a look. But I think Mike deserves his own episode. I want to hear the backstory of Mike.
Yeah.
He's like that character in a TV show and you're like, oh, he's got mystery. What's going on there? And then you find out. You do that backstory episode.
He's that weird guy from the Logan Paul podcast.
He's got some thick backstory.
I do. He's got some heavy backstory.
Yeah. All right, yo.
Don't we all, Mike?
Don't we all?
I want to go to the audio only. Extended Q&A. Nah, I know. It's been great. I do want to make sure you guys get to your YouTube meeting so you can get monetized again. And we do have to clean up this set.
We've got assistance for that.
Why? You got another guest or something?
No.
Not today, but we've got some big guests coming in the next few days.
Yeah,
though.
We do.
We won't say who they are, but they are fucking slammers.
Is this the one time only? Rack Rack is here. Now Rack Rack is not here again.
No.
You got to have regulars. Yeah, Joe Rogan has regulars.
Know,
you got to have regulars. If we're good enough.
What's your subject, Matt? Like, what will you guys be experts on?
Censorship.
Yeah.
Yeah, hanging.
Just hanging out, dude.
Politics and very, politics and architecture is my
style. Yeah. I believe that. Yo, guys, if you're not subscribed, make sure to subscribe to the number one podcast in the world. That's a fact. I can verify it with statistical, analytical data.
Science.
We're going to do an audio-only Q&A right now on Spotify and iTunes, so make sure to listen to that. Also, because we get ads served on our audio now.
Crazy.
So
crazy,
please,
dude.
Please, help us monetize.
We're going to start eating lunch soon.
We love you guys. Rock a rocket that wins. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having
us. Where can I find you on the social media?
At the Rack a Racker on Instagram.
Easy.
Rack a Racker on YouTube. Nothing else.
Incredible. Yep. And also, give these boys some views, huh? Give these boys some views.
Hey, we need it. Guys, jump on over. It's really good content.
We love you guys. Take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
We're here for the audio only.
I'm so here
such
for
a
this.
Such a We're change
here.
Of tone.
We're here. Just because like we can get deep, bro. Just think about
Juicy.
It. Think about it. It's audio only. They can't even see you, dude. What's that noise?
Someone's moaning.
Riley, is that you? Ladies and gentlemen, Riley Reed.
Danny's draw humping your table again.
Hey, listen, you guys are UFC fans. You watch fights and stuff.
Oh my God, Chris Cyborg's coming on this freaking podcast. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Dude.
Epic.
Yeah, bro. But I want to talk about Conor McGregor.
McGregor.
You see what happened?
Yeah, of course.
Conor McGregor arrested after assaulting fans' phone. The MMA star was arrested in Miami after he allegedly smashed the phone of a fan who was trying to get a picture. He has since posted bond and been released from jail. Any comments? Any thoughts?
You know what?
People do that?
People have bad days. Do you know what it's like? It's like, you know, when you come out of your house and there's people there with phones and shit, and you just walk past them and, you know, ignore them. Like, imagine it times 10 with Conor McGregor. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was having a shit day where he's like, get the phone out of my fucking... You don't know, like, the context of it. They could have been right up in there.
Well, I actually do know the context of it. Because he was walking out of the Fountain Blue, a.k.a. he was at Live. It was 3 a.m. And so he was blacked the fuck out of his mind, okay?
And so he probably walked
out. Someone probably got way close to him. And he was like, you get that fucking shit out of here.
So logistically, my question is, were the police... like, he didn't wait around to get arrested for smashing a phone.
They probably had to come get him.
Well, okay.
I Everything Conor McGregor does, I love. I find it so entertaining.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
He's literally, people are going to look back on like his life, and it's literally like, we're so lucky to be even like watching him like in the flesh. You know what I mean? Like as it's happening. I find it so exciting, everything he does.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's
the Donald Trump of the UFC.
Yeah, and even like even when he was like smashing the bus, I was like, "Fuck, that's badass."
I was like, "Damn, that is
awesome.
That is so bad and but so cool.
That's so fucking cool.
That's so cinematic."
He gets it done.
Yeah, even the fight at the end of the match when they're all jumping. Oh my God. Like, this is amazing.
Everyone's like,
this.
"It's just an apostrophe." I was like, "Damn,
this is fucking cool, man."
This is an apostrophe.
This is a comma apostrophe.
This has clearly showed possessive ownership.
It's an apostrophe on his career. It's a staple.
This is an apostrophe. You guys really are from Australia.
It's an apostrophe.
Yo, I should have said this on the visual version, but I fucking love these guys. Yeah. Holy shit.
Apostrophe.
Yeah, we do love you guys. I actually can relate. Who was with me in London when I had that incident?
I was.
Yep.
Oh, there was an incident in London.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell me.
Right before the fight.
What? Yeah.
Drama, 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 drama.
Welcome to the news.
I love them.
I could say this because it's on audio only, you know, so it's only audio snippets, but.
Yeah, so, man, there's only a few hundred thousand people.
Logan's naked while saying this.
I smashed a fan's phone on accident. I cracked it in half with my hands.
On accident.
Well, here's what happened. It was like 2 weeks before the fight. This was bad. I feel so bad. My team has actually banned me from saying this, but I'm just gonna do it.
Yes.
It was 2 weeks before the fight, and we were walking around in London, and you know we were getting like swarmed by people. We're trying to keep moving, and a fan comes up to us when we were stopped, and he puts the phone in my face, and he says, "Wow, what a waste of life not being Logan Paul." So I thought this dude called me a waste of life. And meanwhile, man, my testosterone is fucking brewing. I'm boxing juice 4 hours a day, bro. I'm yoked. Some real man shit. So like a dog, I snatch his phone and I go, "Waste of life? Fuck you." And I snap the phone in half.
Bro, I've never actually heard a phone crack. Like a stick.
Its life was over in a millisecond. Yeah. And then I look at the guy like, "Yeah, what now?" Like,
he has a Maverick tee on.
Nah, bro. He's looking at me.
He's 10.
He was like 26. He's looking at me like he's about to cry. And I'm like, "Oh, something's wrong. Something's extremely wrong."
He's heartbroken.
He goes, What have you done? And I'm like, I go, "Why would you call me a waste of life to my face? Like, I get it, tweet at me, but not in person, dog. Like, I'm going to handle this shit. I'm from Ohio." He's like, "I'm a huge fan of yours. I was saying it's a waste of life not being you."
Oh.
And I'm like, "Oh, no. Oh,
I feel like
wow."
That,
dude,
my heart just crumbled.
I feel like that right there would put a hole in your prefrontal cortex.
Yeah.
Like, that's horrible.
And this is a guy that has been watching you for ages, and he's finally got to meet you. Yeah. And you snap his phone and be an absolute cunt.
I mean,
yo, he was referencing my Vine videos, and I'm like, "Oh, my," I'm like, "Bro, I don't even know where to start with this apology."
If that isn't representative of Logan Paul activity, I just don't know what to say. So, taking a Valiant fan's phone and just smashing it on the ground.
I cracked it, bro. So I told him to follow us around, and I gave him like, I think, $1,200 to go buy a new iPhone.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wasn't he cool in the end?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was cool. And we got him tickets to the fight, too.
Oh, come on. That's fine.
Well, we handled it, but also like, Damn.
Warn you about his face?
Yes. No, seriously, can you imagine? You're one of your biggest fans, and not to mention a grown man, 26-year-old grown man, just crying, looking at me in the face. Scarred me, dude. I'm a real a-hole. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Oh, my God. I wanted to bring this up to you, Logan.
Oh, no.
Wait. I did see one about fans coming up. I saw one, a video randomly popped up on my YouTube of a fan coming up to you when you're in the toilet. And it's like, "Maverick." And you put it in your list. You're like,
you woke up. Really? In the bathroom?
In the bathroom. Yeah. Oh.
Do you remember just finished this? Pissing?
Yo, all the fucking time. These
they
fans come
any,
up to me
yeah.
in the other day, dude. I'm in the bathroom. I'm with George at the movies. Andre was there. And I wash my hands. There's no paper towels. And, you know, so I'm sitting there with soaking wet hands.
No paper towels. There was literally eight cases of where paper towels should
yeah,
be.
You were there.
None of them.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. I use toilet paper.
Okay, okay. So I'm like, fuck, my hands are wet. And all of a sudden, this fan bursts his head in the bathroom. He goes, Logan! and I'm like, I look around. I'm like, yes? And he's like, oh, my God, bro, I'm a huge fan. So he walks toward me. I see this dude's got a really fluffy sweater on. I'm like, fuck it. I go, hold still. And I just dry my hands on his sweater.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Nah, but it was very clear that we were going to become boys.
Yeah.
And his energy allowed me to use him as my paper towel.
Did you ask first?
Huh?
I feel you asked.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Did he ask when he burst his head in the bathroom and just scream my name with his phone in my face?
Fucking point.
So look.
It's
look,
like you can get this photo, but I'm going to wipe my hands
it's,
on
it's
you.
A violation of privacy in a way. And so I was like, all right, no problem. I'm going to dry my hand. But also, dude, I'm tight with my fans. I don't treat them like fans. I'm like, they're my boys. Yeah. Especially if they come in hot like that.
Yeah.
Logan, I'm like, what's fucking good, bro? I don't know.
He wipes his hands. Yeah, he pisses and wipes his hands
this
on
dude
us all
has
the time.
Never turned down. I've never seen him turn down a picture in my entire life. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, he'll just stand there. What he wants people to do, if you're listening to this and you're a Logan fan and you see him, have your phone in selfie mode ready and start walking with us and just take the selfie. What he doesn't want to do is waste time. He doesn't mind stopping.
Not waste, but
stopping like for an hour for 100 fans. Like just walk, take the selfie. That's fine because we still are going where we have to go.
Do your fans ever want to do like crazy fight scenes with you and shit?
Oh, yeah.
We have people come up.
We had someone that like burnt the front of our house and then like texted what? Us to like run through a bomb at your house. And it was like,
oh, yeah, they threw a Molotov cocktail
at our house as a joke.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not a funny joke.
That's an awful joke.
It's a weird one.
I find it funny though. There was one guy that was like, hey, I had a paintball gun. I was waiting to find you guys. I was looking for you. I heard you were in this suburb and I was going to just come shoot you guys.
Sounds kind of violent, man.
We're like, but people think that and people think that we do like heaps of drugs. Like, you guys want to do some coke? Like, no, we're good.
You guys don't do drugs?
No drugs.
I haven't even smoked weed.
No way.
Yeah, no drugs at all.
How come you haven't smoked?
Because I've seen it negatively.
Yeah,
well,
I see it negatively. Like we
certain personalities it can heighten depression for some people.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah.
I see a friend that used to be heaps bouncy around. I was like, yeah, da 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 da. He smokes weed. I've seen him like recently. He's just like really slow and like you know. And I, he's like, oh, what's up, Diego? He's like, dude, what's up? What's going on?
He likes randomly a surfer now out of nowhere. Yeah, what the fuck happened?
I've always just been.
Now, Michael, this is what I was worried about. You cut off what I was going to say to Logan, and we're going to get lost and forgotten about it. Logan, I want to talk to you about this.
Oh, no.
Oh,
do you know what I think you should do? You should go see a kinesiologist.
A what?
A kinesiologist.
What's that? For bones?
No. For spirits that have attached themselves to
kinetic energy?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Because you could be cursed.
Wait.
That's bullshit.
No, wait. Listen. You know what I mean? Like, it's bad thing after bad thing after bad thing.
Yeah.
It seems like bad luck stuff as well. Like that phone thing and shit. And there was like one situation, I won't say it on the podcast, but there was like something that happened. And I'm like, whoa, the luck, like for that to happen, was like, that's impossible. It's like something's targeting you, some sort of energy.
So, you know what it is? It's called Twitter.
The negative energy.
It's called the cancel culture.
We've had some people like that come over.
Oh, really?
It just turns weird, bro. It turns into butt stuff real quick.
I don't believe in it at all, but I feel like
butt stuff, like,
so this
there
is,
might be a spirit. We just have to look inside your asshole.
No, literally. That's what they do. They go,
we're not even kidding, bro. We are not kidding.
Step two in the kinesiology handbook is, so step one is start to identify wrongs that the person has committed.
Yeah.
And step two is quite literally stitch something large in their butthole. It's in the handbook. If you go through Harvard's kinesiology school.
No.
Now, here's what happened, bro. Step two.
There was an energy guy that came over, and I mean, like, apparently he does work for like Tony Robbins and shit. And I was like,
He had a wand.
And I go, all right, man, let's do it. As long as there's no butt stuff. And like everyone in the room laughed. They're like,
oh, Logan,
bro.
Funny.
First thing he does is like stick this wand up his subject's like ass.
Yeah.
What?
And I was just like, all right.
Like he pointed it in the guy's ass. It was like,
yeah, it was messed up.
And then we found out later that
he wasn't actually a Canadian.
No. He was. He just doesn't work with Tony Robbins. He works with the infamous pedophile. Toby Robbins.
We made
a mistake. Yes, unfortunately.
Is this for real?
No. that part, everything before that is.
Wait, hold on. Maybe you should just cop it the ass and see if it does fix things.
Yo, he takes a wand in the ass, he's automatically back on Google Preferred. Instantaneously.
No, listen, we had a
we had a girl come here once, and she's like, she's one of the best in LA. And you know what she
said?
Her
name's Riley Reed.
She did say I had a demon on me, and she took care of it. But she also said Evan had a demon on him.
Whoa! Wow! Open those legs, Evan. Let's have a look. Spread those cheeks, baby.
I can help him with his kinesiology. I can shove some things in there for him.
How does a spirit get attached to your arsehole? I don't understand that.
No. But that's like one of your holes that it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's one of your holes. Why are you sticking fingers up it?
No, but you know what I mean? Like, they have to release that energy.
That's where you release shit. That's where you fucking...
No, but that's what it is. Shit is actually demonic energy.
Yeah.
In the form of byproducts.
I believe it is.
Wait, no, but what about this though? Because it has to go in through your mouth and out through your ass, right? So is it the demon come out through your ass?
No, yes. So what happens is, have you ever been constipated?
Yeah.
How do you feel? Horrible, right? It's because the demons are building up in your body.
Or maybe because you just ate too much dry food.
Do you know what dry food is?
Demons.
I don't know, Logan. I feel like potentially there could be a negative spirit attached to you. And if you've got a cop in the ass just to get rid of it,
that's so funny. Yeah. So when they first came, were you like, you know what? I'm going to be open. I'm completely open. Whatever you need, I'm going to just do whatever you want. Yeah, we're going to stick our finger in your ass. You're like,
no, I let him do it.
Hold on.
Everyone, calm down. Listen, there was no penetration.
No, it's just the wand.
But it was the wand very close to the rim of the.
So you got a rim job from a magical demon wand. Is that what you just said live on Impulsive?
Well, wait a second. What do you? Were your pants down?
No. No.
And by no, he means yes.
Wait, Spencer said, the way you said it was like a guy was like bent over and
dude. Yeah, he had a dude with him.
He had a subject to demonstrate his powers on. And his subject was fully involved in like this anal penetration.
Make the sound he made again, Spencer.
Was that the ghost getting out of his body?
No, the guy was like standing up. Like he started down.
He had a stick up his asshole.
It was almost like an extension of the wand went through the guy's body, and he was being controlled by the guy with the wand.
Like, he even stood up and was like,
yeah. He had his arms up, was like reaching to the heavens.
I wish there was video of Spencer's face.
That's just an actor.
Did that happen to you? Did you feel anything?
Hell no, bro.
I don't believe in any of that stuff.
But I had a friend that had really bad luck for like 2 years, and then he saw a kinesiologist and said it was all better. So I was like, maybe.
I actually do believe in like energies. Like, do you know when you like go somewhere and then like, say you're with someone, you just get like a really bad vibe.
Oh, for sure.
Like, so that's surely coming from something. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, for people to feel that and like and be like, oh, something's just not right.
Like anxiety. Yeah. You know what I think it is, though? I think it's the eyes and the mind's ability to read cues from the body, though. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's as kinetic as you think it is. Like,
but you think it's like,
so like
visual.
When you see me, I'm like, yo, it's fucking good.
Yeah,
I'm
bad feeling.
Shut the fuck up. You're such a liar. But you see me, I'm happy, I'm smiling. I'm like, yo, how are you guys? Love you guys. Certain people come up and they're like, yo, Rocker was fucking good, my G.
Right.
Yo, I got 5 for $20 right now. You want to go get this Bucks? And you're just like, yo, something about this dude, like.
Hey, you're.
Oh, maybe.
You're very right, Mike.
You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. How about
it's
when
not
you're,
kinetic.
Okay,
it's just,
what about sometimes when you're laying down in bed and then you get this bad vibe?
That happens with someone else, you
mean? In your ass?
No. If you're laying, Spencer sleeps say this, like, you know when you're like laying down, your eyes are closed and you can tell when someone's looking at you?
That's weird. That's true.
But no, that's
that
you thinking you're seeing someone looking at you.
No, but when you open your eyes, there's someone looking at you.
Yeah. Who's opened their eyes in bedrooms and found someone looking at
we
them?
Logan talks about this.
My uncle used to do it all the time when I was a kid.
No. Logan has talked about this too. I think it was you, but like when you used to... No, it wasn't you actually. I think it was in a movie. When you would open your eyes and your mom would be like in the door just watching you sleep. Because they're like, oh, I love you so... You know what I'm saying?
Sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
So everyone has the same thing if sleep paralysis where they see like a figure or something like that standing.
Slenderman
over
or Momo.
No, like something. No,
Momo.
Scary fuck.
Momo.
Scary as shit, dude.
Momo. Oh, no.
You brought up the wrong mole.
What the fuck is going on?
We shouldn't have cut the visual.
Momo.
Oh,
that is. Frightening. Have you
the
seen
the most frightening thing I've seen?
Have you seen the footage of the, like people jumping off buildings and shit?
I saw one.
What the fuck
are you being serious? You don't know about Momo? I've added the number. I've got the number in my phone.
For what? The WhatsApp or whatever? Yeah. Like to get in touch.
I've got three Momo numbers.
So Slenderman, Slenderman happened, I didn't think that anything could get scarier than Slenderman. And then Momo came along and I was like, Slenderman, you are a bitch.
Momo,
like
Yeah. Momo and Blue Whale. Have you heard of Blue Whale?
Blue Whale, yeah, was the predecessor to Momo. Yeah. And we should talk about this. We should talk about this more.
It's the worst. It's like, it's horrifying.
Bro, it's a figure.
Halloween, we should do a haunted podcast.
It's not a haunted thing. This is real life.
It's a Japanese.
You don't know about this?
No, I don't know about it.
So it's a Japanese ghost, okay? That's actually, I forgot the name for it, but it's a ghost of Sculpture. A woman who, but it goes back to actual Japanese like lore about this woman who lost her baby during childbirth, and she haunts passerbys trying to hand people this baby, and it's actually a rock in the end of the day. So the whole background's weird, but now,
but surely she would have done it by now.
They use this Momo figure, this Japanese ghost, to get kids to try to commit suicide. It is.
And
horrible,
it's not fake. This is real. There's like footage of like, they do the Momo challenge. They text this thing. It's like kids that are like broken or like emotionally they're a bit fucked up. And then they befriend Momo or the people on the other side of this phone, and they get them to do these tasks, and they brainwash them. And eventually,
it's horrible.
Yeah.
Dude.
And they lead them to commit suicide.
Sorry,
it can't
just be a creepy dude.
No, it is.
It is.
It is. Yeah. And so Blue Whale, they arrested like a bunch of people behind it. And
Russia.
Like, yeah. And they're just like, we were clearing out the race. These kids don't deserve to live and all this sort of shit.
It's horrible.
It's fucked. And it's real. And it's horrifying.
But that's not haunted. That's more like just like
it's a crime.
And by the way, you can watch videos about it on YouTube, but you can't watch the Rock a Rock of fucking Twins. Which is fucking insane.
All right.
Full circle. Full circle.
It's a great spot to close. Hey, thank you guys again for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having us, Logan.
Of course, bro. Go to the YouTube meeting.
Get that fucking money, boy.
Get that money, Logan.
Thank you for listening to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. We'll see you guys on Friday. Take it easy.
Y'all, yeet.
Peace.
Traffic jams. Tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.